Jonathan, there are shoes. So to make hachanis, to prepare for the yontiv. So I want to talk about dvarim pshutim ma'od, something very, very simple, straightforward. Just by way of a reminder of what to focus on, what we're focusing on the yontiv. We find in the Kadmonim, we find in the Shaloh HaKadosh, that Shavuos is referred to as a Yom HaDin, as a Day of Judgment. As if we didn't have enough of those. Shavuos is referred to as a Yom HaDin. It's a time of judgment. And he brings this from earlier Mekubalim. Ki HaYom HaKadosh Ezehu Yom HaDina. That the holy day of Shavuos is a day of judgment. And he brings them to the Talas Yaakov Veda, and you should know. Now listen carefully. This sentence that the Shaloh HaKadosh brings is quite mysterious. Ki kamoi shebirosh Hashanah, rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehashgiach velidroi shmaise b'nei Adam. Because just like on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem comes and is doirei shmaise b'nei Adam, that Hashem inquires, so to speak, into the actions of all mankind. Because it's the day of creation, of man's creation, v'chidish ha'olam. Kein rotze b'yoy matan tarasenu. So too, the Shalom brings down, on the day of the giving of the Torah, Hashem comes into this world, l'adonai al peiros ha'ilon, to judge the Jewish people for the fruit of the tree. The batzeres nidonin al peiros ha'ilon, it says in the Mishnah, that on the day of Shavuos, which is the yontiv of Yom HaBikurim, when we bring the first fruits, we are being judged, the world is being judged somehow, al peiros ha'ilon, for the fruit of the tree. Uchvar biarnu ki heim haneshamos haparchos mi'ilono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the fruits of the trees on a deeper level are referring to the neshamos, the souls that are sprouting, that are blossoming from Hashem's tree. Haneshamos haparchos mi'ilono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the souls that are blossoming, that are sprouting and growing from Hashem's tree. V'ha'olam nidain v'yayim zeh al ha-Torah shenitna bai, and it is a day of judgment regarding the Torah that was given on this day of Shavuos, shebitlu atzmam mimena, that the Jewish people have been careless and have neglected the study of Torah. This aspect of Shavuos as being a Yom HaDin, a day of judgment, is brought down also in the Kisvei Ha'ari. It's brought down in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh. And it's found also in the writings of the Netziv, who brings it in the name of Rabbeinu Nisim of the Ran. So already in the Rishonim we have this concept of the day of Shavuos being a Yom HaDin, a day of judgment, something we might not be familiar with. And the definition, the explanation is a bit difficult to understand. Is the time of the fruits, and Hashem is judging the neshamas, the souls that are called fruits are being judged. What does this mean? That's number one. Number two, it says in the Torah of Yom HaBikurim, Ba'akrivchem mincha chadosh al Hashem b'shvuos seichem, and on the day of the first fruits, at the time of the new offering, mincha chadosha, Hashem b'Shavuos Seichem on the Yontiv of Shavuos, Mikra Kodesh Yel Hashem. It's a day of holiness to Hashem. So Pasuk in Bamidbar. So what's interesting is that the special mincha, the special meal offering, the Shtei Halechem, the bread offering of Shavuos, is referred to as a mincha chadosha, as a new offering, which we don't see by Pesach, by the by the offering of the Omer, that as you all know was coming from the Chodesh, was coming from the newest harvest, and yet by Shavuos Davka, the meal offering, the Mincha, is referred to as a Mincha Chadosha, as a new offering. And this obviously is related to the title of Shavuos as the Yom HaBikurim, as the day of the first fruits, of the new fruits. Let's understand this properly. The Medrash in Vayikra. In the Medrash Vayikra, we're taught the following. On the Pasuk, Zeh Korban Aaron Ubon. This was the offering of Aaron and his sons. So the Medrash brings that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chaviv Karbonim Shel HaNesiyim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keshira Sha'omri Yisrael Bayom. The Chachamim say, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Korban, the offering of the princes of the tribes, was as dear, was as precious to Hashem as the song that the Jewish people sang when they crossed through the sea. Then the Medrash says, Rabbi Nachman Omar, Choviv Karbonim Shel Nesiyim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishnei Luchas Abris. Rabbi Nachman said no. He said that the offering of the Nesiyim of the princes was as precious to Hashem as the Shnei Luchas Abris, as the day when the Torah was given. And then the Medrash says, Rabbonan Amru, Choviv Karbonu Shel Aaron Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Karbonim Shel Nasi. That means that after the Medrash has just told us that the Karbonis, the offerings of the princes, were so amazing to Hashem, they were like the song when we crossed the sea. And then, it was as great as the day of the giving of the Torah. Then, all of a sudden, the Medrash turns, Rabbonin turned to the offering of one individual, of one single man, Aaron. And the Medrash says, Choviv Karbonu Shel Aaron, that once we have seen how precious the Karbonas of the Nesiyim were before Hashem, so Chacham come along and say, and nevertheless, the individual sacrifice of Aaron was more beloved to Hashem than all of the sacrifices of the princes, of the rest of the tribes. That's the Medrash. Why? And what is this business, Davka, like the crossing of the sea, and like the giving of the Torah, until we come to Aaron, and Aaron's carbon is more precious than anything? Why is that? In the psiche of the Yismach Moshe, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, in the introduction of the Yismach Moshe to Sefer Bereishis, to his Sefer, his commentary on Bereishis, the Yismach Moshe says a very important thing. He says, "Bemis in truth, as it says in the Mishnah, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha'a. There isn't a person who doesn't have his glorious hour, his special hour." That means, as the Yismach Moshe explains, that particularly when a person begins, when it dawns upon a person to serve Hashem, or if a person's already serving Hashem bechlal, but some new manner of serving Hashem is introduced into the individual's life. So the Yismach Moshe says that at that time, the nature of the person is to feel a tremendous cheshek, a tremendous longing, tremendous excitement. In Chassidus, ke Chassidus b'tchilos, or ke Chassidus rishona, there is no righteousness like the beginning of righteousness. When one first tastes, when one first experiences that spiritual surge of something new taking place, of something new unfolding in his Avodas Hashem, so that's very exciting. And every person has his sha'a, his or her hour of that excitement. The problem is, writes the Yismach Moshe, that when that hour passes, when that time in life of the beginning passes, the general tendency of people is that after that time of the initial excitement passes, the niskara avadasam, there's a coldness and a boredom that sets upon that avoda, that service. And the person returns to the way that he used to be before he began that avoda. He's just as bored and unstimulated in his avodas Hashem as before he began that new avoda. It was exciting at the beginning, but afterwards, when the excitement faded and that hour passed, he resumed his routine of avodas Hashem. But there are Jews, the Yismach Moshe says, there are Jews who are B'nai Aliyah. A Ben Aliyah, that term that we have from Chazal, a Ben Aliyah is somebody who is rising. A Ben Aliyah means, the Yismach Moshe says, there are Jews who are continuously in the process of renewal, of starting again. And these B'nai Aliyah, the Yismach Moshe says, Kol Shah V'Shah K'Shah Rishayna. Each and every hour of their Avodas Hashem is like the first hour. It's like the first moment with all of that excitement. It's as if he's just started. And these individuals, these B'nai Aliyah, these individuals who are continuously on the rise, they don't have the Yismach Moshe says a middle or an end. They don't have a middle or an end. Everything by the B'nai Aliyah, everything by that individual is the Haschol, is the beginning. And this is the oimik, this is the deeper meaning of this medrash that we just learned. When we sang the song to Hashem crossing through the sea, and the medrash says that song was beloved by Hashem, was precious to Hashem, because that was the beginning of the entrance of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people, into Hashem's avoda. That's when Yetzias Mitzrayim became complete, was finished. And we entered into Avodas Hashem. And we sang that song of Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'ay Ga'ah. We sang that song with such spontaneity and such excitement. The excitement of the Chassidus HaRishoyna, of the beginning of serving Hashem. It was the beginning of our people. And that song of the beginning was very precious to Hashem. Similarly, the Medrash says that the offerings of the Nesi'im are as beloved to Hashem as when the Jewish people accepted the Torah, the Luchos HaBris, when we accepted the two Luchos. That's the beginning of Kabbalah's Torah. That's the excitement of Nasiv and Ishma. It's the thrill of just receiving the Torah. Brand new, straight from Shemayim. With the whole experience of Maimed HaSinai, of standing by HaSinai. So certainly there was great cheshek, there was great longing, and great excitement at the event. The karbonis of the Nesi'im were so beloved by Hashem, that was the beginning of the Jewish people's avoda, of Klal Yisrael's avoda in the Mishkan. It was the beginning of our serving in the Mishkan. It was the thrill and the excitement of the Kovod Hashem, of the glory of Hashem, as it's described in Chumash, filling the Mishkan. And the cloud of Hashem's glory descending upon the Mishkan. That initiation into Avodas Hashem, the first day of the Melech HaMishkan, was a day of tremendous excitement. And therefore, our avoda, our song of that day of the initiation of the beginning of our avoda in the Mishkan was beloved and precious in Hashem's eyes. And then the Medrash says, but Aaron HaKohen, he wins. Aaron wins. That Aaron, that one individual person, the Medrash says his offering was more precious to Hashem than all the karbonos of the Nesi'im. That means more beloved to Hashem than the song that the Jewish people sang going through the sea. and the song of, or the simcha and the excitement of receiving the Torah, and the song of the initiation into the avodah of the Mishkan, was the avodah of Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron HaKohen, this is the explanation of Yismach Moshe, because Aaron HaKohen brought an offering twice a day. Twice a day, Aaron brought his offering. And why was that daily routine, matter of fact, offering so beloved in Hashem's eyes? Because Aaron was a Ben Eliyah. He was on the rise, meaning that each and every time that Aaron HaKohen would come, that it's twice a day, whenever he would come with the excitement, the exuberance of the Jewish people crossing through the sea, of first seeing the Torah, of first stepping into the Mishkan. That's how Aaron HaKohen came twice a day to the last day of his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all that you guys are doing is terrific, but Aaron? Unbelievable. Can't be, you can't compare. Because we understand. It says in Tehillim and Kuf Yutes, Pesach Devarecha Yo'ir. Pesach Devarecha Yo'ir, the beginning of your words, Hashem, illuminates. Pesach, not with a samach, but with a soft, the opening. Pesach, but it's written Pesach. With a tzeire. Pesach Devarecha Yo'ir, the beginning of Hashem's words illuminate. The meaning of that is that any time there's a psicha, there's an opening, there's a beginning, someone's first engaged, someone's first married, when there's first a child, beginnings illuminate. Beginnings are exciting. The problem is, after the beginning, so then the average person descends into something that's called the middle, or Chalila, the end. But the Ben Aliyah, that rare individual, that Aaron HaKohen type, is described as a Chacham Einav Berosho. But Shlomo HaMelech said, a Chacham Einav Berosho, the wise man, his eyes are at the beginning. Hachacham Einav Berosho, on a deeper level, means that the definition of a chacham, the truly wise person, is that his eyes always see the Rosh, are always looking at something in the beginning, in the way that it began. The chacham sees everything in life as if just happened, as if it's now, as if today is just the beginning. Hachacham Einav Berosho on the Haschol. There's a very beautiful teaching from Teferis Shlomo, from Shlomo Radomsky on Bereishis. It's kedai to learn the whole Teferis Shlomo. But if you have a couple of minutes, unless God forbid you don't have the Teferis Shlomo, but I'm sure everybody has Teferis Shlomo, it's a basic sefer. If you look at the Teferis Shlomo and the Akedah, and the Maisi of the Akedah, he says a very beautiful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kachnas Bincha, take your son, to bring him up as an offering, as a sacrifice. Kachnas Bincha. So Shlomo Radomsky writes that certainly it's understood that when Hashem Yisbarach first speaks to the Navi, when Hashem begins, when Hashem talks to the Navi is filled with the excitement. The Navi is filled with a tshuka, with a craving and a yearning to fulfill the instructions that Hashem transmitted to him, that Hashem gave to him. And certainly the fact that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Kachnu es bincha, take your son. Certainly when Avraham Avinu heard that, he was excited, he was trembling with anticipation to serve Hashem in the most awesome way. But the problem, Reb Shlomo Radomsky says, with a Navi, there could be a problem, that after the Nevuah is finished, we never see that in Tanakh. That's not told to us in Tanakh. What happens after the Nevuah? You know, the Navi's wife says, honey, come in for lunch. Washes his hands. He lived. He was a human being. He was a human being. We never see that. Tanakh doesn't tell that. So Rav Shloimeh says, after the Nevuah concludes, a Navi is a human being, it's possible that the excitement could fall into careerus, into coldness. As things calm down, the Navi takes hold of his senses and settles into regular life. Here was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. What an amazing thing that happened. Kachnes bincha. Because after the initial prophecy, when Hashem told him to take his son, things calm down and you return to your day-to-day life and you become a Baal Bechir. Listen, when Hashem's talking to you, you don't have much free choice. When Hashem says something to you, you lose your free choice, but afterwards you have your Bechir back. And yet the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu went for 3 days. Took 3 days. And according to the Chachamim, when it says, Vayokim Vayelech Lamokim, you know he got up early in the morning, Vayokim Vayelech Lamokim Eshamar Lelokim, our Chachamim teach us that Avraham Avinu went every single step, 3 days, towards the mountain, with the simcha, with the same cheshek, with the same excitement of when Hashem first said to him those words, Kachna es bincha. And the Shlomo Radomsky said that is the ikar nisoin of a Jew in this world. After the initial excitement, to continue to walk with that excitement. Because when you first hear Hashem, almost anybody can get excited. Almost everybody can lose their bechira. The question is, after that wears off, to continue to walk with that excitement, to continue to serve, with that haschola, with that Pesach, divarecha, yoyer, with Hashem's first word still illuminating the person's life, without any careerus, without any coldness, without any frost setting in. Here, Reb Shlomo Lodomsky says, is a chiddush that Avraham Avinu was mechadish for the Jewish people. Something new that he brought into Klal Yisrael. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to give Klal Yisrael, to give Bnei Yisrael the Torah, so it was pretty exciting. So, we screamed out, Na'aseh v'nishma, Amru Ke'echa. Na'aseh v'nishma, we're committed to the Torah, we will observe the Torah, and we're prepared to hear whatever else Hashem has to say in the future. Na'aseh v'nishma, gevaldige madrega. That hisrakshus, that excitement of Pesach, divarecha yoyer, that Hashem, your first words illuminate. Your first words are exciting. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this sin of itself is not the measure of a human being. This is not the test. It's not who you are necessarily. It's great, but it's not who you are. You haven't yet acquired a madrega. Because when there's something new and exciting, everybody's certainly it's thrilling. When the Chosn and Kala go into the Yichud room and they're able to say Mazel Tov to each other, how many Chassanim and Kalas, till they're 120, can have the same Hisrakshus and the same love? The same Hisrakshus and the same love. Can you imagine such a thing? So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Na'aseh v'nishma, as beautiful as it was, wasn't the Dover HaSholem. It was a spontaneous reaction to something entirely new and exciting. So Chazal tell us an amazing thing. And you have to, without Chazal, we wouldn't understand how to read Chumash. We wouldn't know how to read the Torah. Because I'm not going to go into this right now. You're all preparing for Shavuos. You know that the Cheshbon of 6th day and 7th day and 5th day, that Cheshbon of those days, it's a problem. How do you work it out with the giving of the Torah? So Chazal tell us, Hoysif Moshe Yamechem Midaito. This is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu took the initiative. He did himself. And Hashem was maskim. Hashem agreed. He said, Shkoyach, you did the right thing. Moshe Rabbeinu added on one more day of preparation. Okay, so we've spoken about that in earlier years, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it should be Davka on Shabbos, and Hashem wanted that the human being should take the initiative to come to Shabbos. Beseder. But on a simpler level, the Hisof of Moshe Rabbeinu might mean they're really good. The kids are doing great. Nasa v'nishma, let's see tomorrow. Lachatan. Let's see what's going to be tomorrow, the next day. And you all know, as it's brought in Magen Avraham, that the simple explanation for the minhag that we have to stay up the entire night of Shavuos is to correct the terrible deficiency, the fault that was revealed in Klai Yisrael, that we actually fell asleep the night of the giving of the Torah. We fell asleep. And the Magen Avraham brings down that there was a tviya, that this is something that reveals that the Jewish people were missing something. So you see what Moshe Rabbeinu did was, let's see how excited they are the next day. And you know what happened? He fell asleep. Mitaka fell asleep. When you're really excited about something, you know, when the children know we're going on a trip the next day, you could be sure that they're going to be marching in and out of the bathroom every hour on the hour during the night. They're going to be marching in the halls with anticipation. Tomorrow we're going, it's exciting. That there's a tviya on Klai Yisrael, that they fell asleep by the night of Kabbalah's Torah. Ad kedei kach, they were still working to correct this by trying to stay awake. Staying awake to learn Torah, not just the shmuz and have watermelon and so on, but to learn Torah. And we're still correcting this, we're still working on this. So apparently, Klai Yisrael's Nasa v'nishma, as exalted as it was, and not the Chalilu take away from it. But after the initial excitement and the experience of coming to Har Sinai, and of hearing, of being informed regarding the Dvar Hashem, so we fell into that sleepfulness of the day-to-day life, where it was no longer the beginning that illuminates, and it became the middle. And when something is the middle, there's sleep. Therefore, the Torah was given in such a way where Hashem is Baruch told us, V'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-eileh ha-shanoichi mitzavcha ha-yoyim al-levavecha, which we say in Kriya Shema every day, that these words that I'm giving you today should be upon your heart. And you all know that Rashi tells us over there, and it doesn't even need repetition, that Rashi says, why does it say, that I'm giving you today? So Rashi says that it shouldn't be in your eyes like an old document, like some old proclamation. It should be like something new. Today I got the Torah. Rashi says, because when there's something new like this, news just came into town, everybody runs to hear. Everybody runs to see the news. But if it's already there, nobody runs. So it says, that each and every day of your life, when you hear a word of Torah, when something of the Torah comes in, some news of Torah comes into your town, into your life, it should be with the excitement of Hayyim. And that's why, on the pasuk in Shmais, where it says, "Bayayim hazeh bo midbar Sinai," on this day, they came into midbar Sinai. Rashi says over there as well, Chazal, sheyiyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha ki'ilu hayayim nitnu, that the Torah should be so fresh and so new and so exciting as if it was given today. The Kohen Gadol, listen carefully, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol, I don't have time to go into this, but it's in Parashat Tzav. If you look in Parashat Tzav, Rashi explains this by Arichus. The Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash would bring a minchas chavit, and a special offering, a meal offering. Asiris Eifa, he would bring, as it says in Pasuk, machatzisa baboyka machatzisa ba'erev. He would bring part of it in the morning and part of it in the evening. This was an avoda that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, did every single day, twice a day. Masha ena kain a kain hedyet, a regular kohen. A regular kohen would bring this special mincha only on the day of his initiation into the avoda of the Mishkan, of the Beis Hamikdash. Only on his first day at work in his life, in the Beis Hamikdash, he would bring that special mincha. As is explained in Pasuk and in Rashi there in the sixth parak of Vayikra. Why this difference? Because we're learning. The Kohen Gadol is a Ben Aliyah. The Kohen Gadol has that koach, that spark of the Ben Eli of Aaron HaKohen. Because for Aaron HaKohen, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, once in the morning and once at night, was his initiation into the Avodah. It was the Haschola. It was Pesach Devarecha Yoyer. Hashem, your first word illuminates. Therefore, we know that to the last day of his life, when he took care of the menorah, and he's being praised, that Aaron, as it says in the Sfarim, that to the last time that he lit the menorah in the Mishkan, it was like the first time that he lit it. It didn't become old. It didn't become repeated. Loishina, it didn't become boring. From the same word as falling asleep. His avoda didn't go to sleep. It didn't become repetitious. It wasn't a rerun. Here I am again lighting the Mishkan. Lighting the menorah. Here I am again. It's not a rerun. It was for the Ben Aliyah, for Aaron HaKohen, it was a chinuch, it was an initiation into the menorah, each and every day. Like they say from the tzaddikim, why is it that the Yid HaKadosh was called the Yid HaKadosh? Why is it that the Yehudi HaKadosh, the Holy Jew of Peshischa, that's a very fine title, how did he earn such a title? To be called the Yid HaKadosh, the Holy Jew of Peshischa. Yaakov Yitzchak and Peshischa, how did he get such a name to be called the Yid HaKadosh? The Holy Jew. So the tzaddikim say that he was called that because to the Yid HaKadosh, his avodah each and every day was so astounding, was with such hislava, such excitement. It's as if he had become a Jew that day. It was his first day as a Jew. Vazah hislavas. With such an excitement and a freshness. That yesterday, my avodah was like I wasn't even Jewish. Today I'm a Jew. And because of that, he was called the Yid HaKadosh, the Holy Jew of Peshischa. That compared to yesterday, Bechlal wasn't a Yid. Today I'm a Yid. So now we understand Shavuos is called, the offering of Shavuos is the Mincha Chadosha. The Mincha Chadosha. The new offering. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zeche Tzadu V'Kodesh Levroche, asked a very powerful question. Rabbi Aaron asked, it's really amazing. When it comes to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't go two or three psukim without being told. Don't forget, I took you out of Mitzrayim. But when it comes to Maim and HaSinai, when it comes to the experience of standing in HaSinai, the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah, as one of the 613 mitzvahs to remember Maim and HaSinai. The Rambam does not, and most of the Rishonim do not. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler asks, can you imagine? The whole reason that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is that we should come to HaSinai and to receive the Torah. It was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, we do all these mitzvahs, Zeichel, remember I took you out of Mitzrayim. And when it comes to Maim and HaSinai, we don't have anything. Zeichel of Maim and HaSinai. Zeichel of Kabbalah Satayra. I tell it's a one. How come we weren't commanded to remember Maim and HaSinai? So Baron's answer is beautiful. It's beautiful because it's so simple and clear. But Baron said, one has to remember something if it's something of the past, when you have to remember it, if it happened long ago. We're afraid of forgetfulness because it once was and no longer is. But Kabbalah Satayra, Baron said, every single day, it's mamish happening again. When you get up in the morning, you start to live a life of Torah mitzvahs. You know, somebody was mentioning to the Ores Sameach the greatness. Somebody was reflecting upon the greatness of the Rogachev's Zikaron, the Rogachev's memory. You know that in Dvinsk, there were two of the Gedolei Hador, two Gedolim who would have been Gedolim in any generation. The Ores Sameach was the Rav of the Litvish Kehila, of the Misnagdim, and the Rogachev was the Rav of the Hasidim in Dvinsk. And they had tremendous love and respect for each other. And someone was saying to the Or Samech that it's amazing, the Rogachev's memory is unbelievable. So the Or Samech said he's not impressed at all with the Rogachev's memory. So nobody understood, what does that mean? How could that be? So the Or Samech said, memory is when you forget something and you're able to remember it. The Rogachev has the Torah in front of him every single moment of his life. He doesn't have to remember. It's all there, always. Memory, you have to retrieve something. You have to pull it up. The Rogachev didn't have to retrieve anything. It lived with him every minute of his life. It was there. So we understand that the Tachlis, Rav Aaron is telling us that the Tachlis, the ideal state of living a life of Torah mitzvahs, of Kabbalah Torah, is like Aaron, that every day is a Mincha Chadosh. It's like I just got the Torah. It's not something that the Torah is Mischadish B'chol Rega each and every moment. It's not in the distant past. The Nefesh HaChayim. In the fourth Shah, the Nefesh HaChayim writes the following. Gam Ata, even now, Beis Sheha Adam Isaac B'Torah, at the time that a Jew was learning Torah, B'chol Teva, every single word that you say, Nechtseves Oz Lahavis Eish Mipiv, there is a pillar of flame, a fire that shoots out of your mouth when you say words of Torah. That are shooting out of Hashem's mouth. I'm sorry, Eish Mipiv Yisbarach. There's a pillar, when you sit down to learn Torah, there's a fire that Kivyohol shoots out from Hashem's mouth. V'nasa ke'ilu mekabla ata, and it's if you're just being given this Torah now. It's being given to you now. Misinai, Mipiv Yisbarach, from Har Sinai, from Hashem's mouth, mamish. V'lachein omru Chazal, and therefore Chazal say, many places in Chazal we find, when something delicious in Torah was said, a chiddush, v'hoyu ha'dvarim smeichim k'nisinosin b'sinai, that these words of Torah are as joyous as if they were just given from Har Sinai. Just given from Har Sinai, straight out of Hashem's mouth, when you're learning this Torah, this piece, and you're trying to understand it. That's what it says, Nefesh HaChai. By the Chassidim, by the Ari of Yisrael and Kiseitse, the Abderav writes the following. He says, Tzorach Adam Shiyeh Be'einav Tomid B'chol Eis V'rega, that it should be in your eyes, always, every single moment. Ke'ilu Hu Oymed B'Har Sinai L'Kabbalas HaTorah, as if you're standing at Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Ki Ba'adam Shayach Avar Ba'asi, because past and future only applies to human beings. But by Hashem there is no past, doesn't make a difference, past or future. And each and every day Hashem is giving the Torah to the Jewish people. When a Jew sits down and opens up some sefer to learn, any sefer to learn, he should remember when he starts to learn, he should remember Har Sinai. As if Hashem is just now giving you the Torah in Har Sinai. That will bring you to learn that piece of Torah with fear, with awe. As we felt when the Torah was given, says, that all of the Jews were trembling as they stood before Har Sinai. That's how a Jew learns Torah. Stam, on a Wednesday morning. On a Wednesday morning, you sit down, you open up your Gemara, the same Gemara you've been opening up the whole year. The same safe you're looking into. But you stopped over yourself and you said, listen, right now Hashem is mamish giving you the Torah at Har Sinai. There's no past by Hashem. It's happening now. And your Torah learning would be different. The experience of learning Torah would be entirely different. So now we understand also why this day is the day of judgment and it's the day of the first fruits. The Yom HaBikurim. Svasemis writes in Shavuos. K'moy sh'omru Chazal sh'kol ha'neviim kiblu nevuasa mi'har Sinai. Chazal tells us that all of the prophets received already their nevuah, they received their nevuah from Har Sinai. K'moy chen so too. V'chol shana v'shana mekabel kol echad v'echam Yisrael v'chag hazeh kol ma sh'osid l'hovin l'chadish b'tayrah. When it comes to the Yontif of Shavuos, each and every Jew is given his piece of Har Sinai for that year. his allotment of Har Sinai, his portion, to understand, to be mechadesh. V'zeu ha'minig l'asik b'Torah b'leil chag ha'shuvos, and that's the custom that we stay up Shuvos night to learn Torah. That Torah nikra eitz chayim. Svasem says the Torah is called the tree of life. Just like the tree. No matter how many winters it's gone through the tree, each and every year, it brings new fruit. Each and every year, you are given access to the new fruits of Torah, your portion of Har Sinai. That, the Svasema says, the deeper meaning that we're being judged for the fruits of the tree. Who cares? I wish a lot of mazel and a lot of nachas and hatzlocha to the trees. What kind of a yom hadin? For the trees. So he says the trees means tahainu is chadshus hatayra, shnikra etzchaim, how fresh and how new, how excited you are about the Torah that was prepared for you for this year. L'chaynikra chagas ayyam abikurim, the b'chol chagas shuos makablan, Bnei Yisrael chelik b'Torah mischadeshes al kol yimei hashana. It's not an old thing. Each year we receive a new portion, a new way of entering into Torah, of receiving Torah. V'chakech v'meshach hashana mitziyim mehakoyach elapoyel. Our job the rest of the year is to bring out mehakoyach from potential into reality, to draw into that day, that on that koach that we received on Shavuos, the day of judgment. Day of whether we wanted the Torah, whether we're excited about Torah, whether we're seeking to have a renewal in Torah. Just like it says about Rosh Hashanah, that Adam needed Mechol Yom, a person is judged every day. So what's the din of Rosh Hashanah? But every day you bring it out with your Avodah. V'shayresh kol Hashanah hu Yom Zeh. And the root of the tree of Torah of that year is Yom Zeh, is your Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos. So you might think there's only talking about the study of Torah, just about learning. So what about people who don't have so much time to learn? Or what about those who are not chayiv in the midst of Talmud Torah? So the Yesod V'Shoresh HaHavayda writes, Gamnirali Bor. Because the Mekubalim said that on that Shavuos night, everybody should try to, the Chidar writes, Havayis HaKadosh, all the Svarim, that one should try to have new ideas of Torah. So the Yesod V'Shoresh HaHavayda writes, Gam nearly bar, it's clear to me. Im chayshev adam lechadish besichlei eza hanhaga toiva v'avoydas yaitzreinu ubareinu yisbaruch shemo. That if a Jew makes up his mind on Shavuos night to start some new avoda, something new, a new minhag, something good, a new tefillah, a new davening, a new something. Hein banhag is kavanas tefillah, when it comes to davening, a new way to try to daven something in the way. A bechus hanenin to try to say his brachas better. Hayyitzavai zeb borer. The Yisoid v'sharish avay that said it is clear to me that it's ketora yechoshe. That it's the same. It's considered. It's measured as something new, as your new portion of Torah. V'abori is baruch shemo yistasheya gam bechidish zeb b'pamal yishlo. And Hashem delights and enjoys that chidish, that new piece of Torah that you've come into contact with. Hashem delights in that, b'pamal yishalom, with all of the malachim in Shemayim. Now we come back to the beginning. This is the day of judgment. This is the Yom Hadin. We saw at the beginning from the Shalach Kodesh, he brings from the Mekadmonim, Telas Yaakov, that the day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. And in the middle he brings there such a thing, Kiheim HaNeshomas, we're being judged for the fruits of the tree. And then he says, Kiheim HaNeshomas HaParchas Ma'ilonash Lekas Baruch. And these are the Neshomas that are sprouting and blossoming from Hashem's tree. So now we understand that on Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling upon us to be Bnei Aliyah, to sprout and to blossom, to be Mechadish, our Kabbalah of learning Torah and of observing Torah mitzvahs. That's the Yom Hadin. And how much simcha there is on Shavuos. What a simcha, what a day of simcha. Which Chazal say at the end of Tanis, the Yom Chasunoso, when it says in Shir Hashirim, the day of his wedding, the Yom Chasunoso, the Chachamim say, means Zumat and Torah, Yom Simchas Levi. The Yom Chasunoso, that the day of Shavuos is called the wedding. the day of the wedding, of the marriage, the simcha of two neshamas that were apart for so long, and Baruch Hashem, they're able to be mechadish that relationship, to renew the relationship that was cut off for so many years, where the neshamas were separated. And that feeling of excitement, of renewal, of something new, is shvuas. Yom chasunoso zematn Torah. The day of the receiving of the Torah is gevaldige simcha. I have a simcha, Baruch Hashem, in the family I'm a little late for. I want to share with you a ma'aseh, quickly. The simcha of shvuas. There's a tnai, there's a condition. There was a chassid that came to the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe Shmuel from Lubavitch. And this chassid came with tears, with bitterness, complaining that he doesn't have the mind, he's not concentrating on his learning, and the davening has become mechanical. There's no hergish, there's no feeling, he doesn't know what's happened to him. And he came to the tzaddik, to the Rebbe Maharash, for an eitzah. This was a chassid, a family of chassidim, the Rebbe knew very well. So the Rebbe Maharash asked him, where do you live? Where do you live? So the chassid was a little bit surprised. I mean, the Rebbe knows him, he knew his family. They're living in a certain shtetl called Bienshekovich for a long time. It's a place, Bienshekovich. So he said, Rebbe, I live in Bienshekovich. And the Rebbe then asked him, and where do you conduct business? Where's your place of business? Because Bienshekovich was a tiny little town. Where do you conduct your business? He says, in Riga. In Riga, Latvia was a big city, Riga. And the Rebbe asked him, and how long do you conduct your business? How long are you involved in your business in Riga? So he answered, I'm in Riga for business 10.5 months of the year. So the Rebbe asked him, if you're in Riga on business for 10.5 months, why do you say that you live in the shtetl of Bienshekovich? If you're in Riga for 10.5 months on business, what do you mean when you say that you live in Bienshekovich? So he answered, in Riga, I'm in Riga for business. But my home in Bienshekovich, that's where my home is. I'm at home in Bienshekovich. And the Rebbe stopped talking there, and the Rebbe was nodding his head for a long time. And the chassid turned a few different colors and he understood. The Rebbe didn't have to say anything else to him. He understood that the reason that his learning and davening wasn't going anywhere is because he had abandoned his home in Torah and Tefillah. He left his home in Torah and Tefillah. He had taken up residence in his business activities in Riga. And the Rebbe wasn't telling him, you can't conduct business. Person has to conduct business. But the Rebbe was telling him, my friend, the problem is that your home is not in Bienshekovich, it's not in that town, your home is in Riga because that's your business. You spend 10.5 months of the year in Riga. So the question is not how much time do you spend doing what. Person has to do what he has to do. You have to go to school, you have to work. Very often we don't have time to put as much time as we would like to into learning and davening. But the Rebbe's question is a question we have to all hear on Shavuos. The question is, I understand that you need to conduct business, but where do you live? Where is your residence? Do you understand? Where is your residence? There are people who in their business lives, they become completely immersed in the business. If you ask them, how are you doing? He says, well, the Dow Jones was up today. How's everything? Did you read the latest medical journal? I mean, they live completely in their malacha, in Riga. Not 10.5 months, 12 months. And then they're wondering, how come my davening is not going? How come my learning is not, I can't concentrate? Understandably, person's working, they can only put in so much time to davening, so much time to learning.
but there's a difference between a Jew whose residence is, whose lives in Torah and Tefillah. That's his home. That's his place. And business is away from home. But what about the Jew who takes up residence? He puts himself into other things. This is the judgment of the Yom HaDin of Shavuos. The judgment of Shavuos is, where do you live? Where do you live? Do you live in Ben Shankovich or do you live in Riga? Do you live in Torah and Tefillah? In davening and learning in mitzvahs? Is that your life? Or are you really a student or a business person who also learns in davening and keeps mitzvahs? When a Jew forgets that, when you forget what your home base is, it's very hard during learning to be at home. And it's very hard during davening to feel at home. But no matter how many hours you have to put into school or into work, but if you come to learn in daven with that feeling of, Baruch Hashem, I'm home. I am home. So good to be home. When you chap a half hour to learn, you chap a few minutes to say some tillim, a little bit to look over the parasha, this is who I am. This is my home. This is who I am. This is what's most important to me. This is the judgment of Shavuos. What's our priority? What is it that really, really means something to us? Certainly on this time of the year, which is the yard site of David Malka Mashiach, and the yard site of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Certainly the whole ruach of this time of the year is a ruach of hischadshus, of excitement, of starting again. HaKadosh Baruch should help each and every one of us to remember our address, to remember who we are, and what we are, why we were brought into this world. And if, unfortunately, we have to be torn away from the tachlis of our lives by engaging in other things in order to survive, we should always, always remember where we live and who we are. I want to wish each and every one of you, there's some important announcements that have to be made, very chashuv announcements, so please, if you could just sit for another minute, I want to wish each and every one of you to a ferlich in the yantav, a simchas yantav, we should be zoich to makabal the Torah, a simcha, a tov leiv, and that's chuz. We should see the fulfillment of the pasuk Yishakenim and the Shikai Spiu. Rashi says in Shereshim at the beginning that Hashem promises us that He will kiss us once again and reveal to us the secrets that were not yet revealed in Har Sinai. It will become revealed to His children, to Klal Yisrael. The V.S. Mashiach Tzikenu B'mehem Yomenu Amen V'Amen.